Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, what happens when a bunch of liberal leftists gain control of a local school board? Take heed, folks. Please, please, please pay attention to school board elections in your community. And here is an example in Loudoun County, Virginia, as to what happens when a bunch of liberal leftists get on the school board. Now, please remember, school board members are citizens in the community. Most of them, unless it's a really, 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 really big school district, most of them are not professional politicians. They're citizens, but they may be leftist citizens, uber liberal. All right. Recently, Loudoun County, Virginia passed school policy 8040. If you're a regular listener, we've talked about this quite a bit. And we know that school policy 8040 forces all teachers to use the preferred pronoun of any child, whether it's kindergarten or 12th grade. So you have a kindergartner who's confused about his gender, sexuality, and he says to his kindergarten teacher, I want to be called she. I want to be called her. That teacher cannot, is forbidden to even question that kindergartner. Are you really sure that you want to be called she? Are you, maybe you're a little confused. Maybe you could talk to the school counselor about, no, can't question. And it may be some weird pronoun like this. Most of you know there's like 120 pronouns that people can use, like Z and Zay and Zer and his, but it's not H-I-S, it's H-Y-Z. It's 120 that people now are using for their personal pronoun. An individual can desire to be called they. What? You got a third grader who says, I want you to call me they. When I can't do that, that's improper grammar. You see, they is plural, and you're one individual. I can't call you they. That would be confusing, and it would confuse all the other kids. Oh, can't do it. Nope. If the kid says it, it's law in that classroom. But that's not all. Let me read to you so you know I'm not making this up. Loudoun County, Virginia has decided to remove male and female signs from its bathrooms. What? Yeah, they're removing male and female signs from their bathrooms. No boys, girls, male, female. No, mm-mm. And at least one middle school in Loudoun County, Virginia is, and I'm quoting, removing all the urinals from the boys' bathroom. Say what? They're removing the urinals? Yeah. Why? Quote, because a number of biological females who currently identify as males are offended by the presence of urinals. Well, wait. Time out here. If they are a female, but they identify as a male, why would a urinal be offensive? Now, if they're a biological female, they can't use the urinal. Unless, oh my goodness. Years ago, one of our grandsons, he was really little. We went to a Mexican restaurant. and he needed to go to the bathroom. And I said, okay, Grandpa will go with you. And he runs off. He was running faster than I could. And he opened the door, and he went in before I did. And by the time I got there, opened the door, he is sitting in the urinal. he was sitting in the urinal. Oh, we got a lot of laughs out of that. Okay. Now, that's funny. That's funny. Well, he's much older now, and he doesn't think it's funny now. But anyway, that's funny. But removing all of the urinals from the boys' bathrooms because a biological female who identifies as male has said, I'm offended by the urinals. Yeah. School policy 8040 states this, and I'm quoting from the official school policy of Loudoun County, Virginia schools. LCPS, that's Loudoun County Public Schools. LCPS staff shall allow gender expansive. Okay, wait, just a minute. What does that mean? Gender expansive. Anybody know? I don't even think the people that wrote this have any idea what gender expansive is. Okay, let me start over again. LCPS staff shall allow gender expansive or transgender students to use their chosen name and gender pronouns that reflect their identity, remember I'm quoting, without any substantiating evidence, regardless of the name and gender recorded in the student's permanent educational record. It says specific. I'm quoting from the school policy. Without any substantiating evidence, they do not have to prove in any way that a boy is a girl is a boy. No proof, no evidence whatsoever. Only the statement of the child. A second grader, I'm a girl. A third grader, well, I'm a girl, but I really identify as a boy. The name of the policy is Rights of Transgender and Gender Expansive Students. And again, what in the world is gender expansive? Now, why would a girl be offended by a urinal? Because she can't use it. And because she can't use it means she is not a boy. The fact that she is offended about a urinal in her bathroom indicates she's in the wrong bathroom. If she were really a boy, she wouldn't have any trouble using the urinal. This insanity is starting to spread across America when liberal leftists gain control of a school board. And guess what? If you object, to this insanity, you're a hate-mongering bigot. You're a bigot. You hate people. No, I just know the difference between a boy and a girl. No. You're hateful. This is the insanity that reigns when the left gets in control. Folks, listen. We call them elections because the people cast a vote. Know who's running for your school board. And by the way, some of you need to run for school board in your community so this kind of insanity doesn't come to your schools. Think about that. Pray about that. Some of you need to run for local school board. You do. All right, we'll be back, wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This should concern all of us. The Biden administration is seriously thinking about overturning a federal rule established during the Trump administration. Again, I want to make it absolutely clear. I am not trying in any way to portray Donald Trump as the perfect president. He had a lot of faults. A lot of faults. He really did, and I don't need to go into them because I have done that over and over again. But I'm trying to illustrate what we have gotten ourselves into in America as compared to the previous administration. He was brash. He was at times unkind. At times he could be divisive. At times he really stretched the truth, particularly on numbers. And he did, all right? He exaggerated a lot. He was far from a perfect president. But he supported life. He was probably the most pro-life president in American history. Joe Biden is turning out in his first 6 months to be the most pro-abortion president in American history. Donald Trump, in spite of all of his faults and failures, stood strongly for religious freedom. Whether it was on a college campus or in a factory or the public square, he stood firmly for religious freedom. The Biden administration is reversing so many of the successes of the Trump administration in providing religious freedom and liberty. One of them is a federal rule that came down from the Trump administration to the U.S. Department of Education. It was called the Free Inquiry Rule. And here's what it dealt with. All across America, particularly during the Obama years, Christian clubs, groups on university campuses were forbidden to choose leadership that agreed with their biblical principles, doctrinal statement, and so forth. In other words, here is a campus Christian organization. Anybody can attend. Anybody can attend. But officers of that student group must subscribe to the doctrinal statement of that particular Christian group. I mean, it'd be like the Spanish club requiring that you want to learn to speak Spanish. So anyway, there were many, many Christian campus organizations that were thrown off campus, had their funding removed, their campus sponsorship reversed, because they insisted on the leadership subscribing to doctrinal beliefs held by the campus organization. Well, that's fundamental constitutional rights freedom of association, freedom of religion, et cetera. Well, the Trump administration came up with the free inquiry rule, which basically said a religious organization cannot be punished on any university campus for requiring the leaders, and again, I want to emphasize this, the leaders to believe what the campus club actually believes. Back in November of 2020, the Trump administration passed this final rule, and it was called the, again, the free inquiry rule. Well, it was a real victory for freedom of speech, freedom of religion, for any religion. It was a victory for a Buddhist club that wanted their leaders to be Buddhist, or a Muslim club to require their leaders to believe the Quran. Well, the Biden administration is seriously considering repealing this and going back to the incredibly discriminatory policies that universities across America used to have. There are just so many attacks on life, on freedom of religion, and freedom of expression coming from this administration. Oh, I've got, I don't know, five or six other stories I wanted to get to. Here's one of interest. You know, California is going to be having their recall election on September 15th to decide whether Governor Newsom will be recalled or not. And possibly Larry Elder, a black conservative, could become the next governor. Well, one city in California, Torrance, I'm very familiar with Torrance, found 300 unopened recall ballots in the back of a car with a bunch of guns, drugs, and so forth. That's just one city, one man, unopened recall ballots. Well, that's only 300. Yeah, this is one guy, one city. Yeah, don't tell me they're not going to try to cheat. That's going to be fascinating to watch that election out in California. Pray for the people of Afghanistan, please. And pray for our government. Pray that our president will get a spine and do what's right. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.